President Joe Biden is warning the nation that easing up on mask wearing and social distancing, coupled with the spread of COVID-19 variants, has led to a spike in coronavirus infections and deaths across the country.
The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us in this mess in the first place, risks more cases and more deaths. Look, as I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal. I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate.
Biden says 90% of adults will be eligible for a vaccine by April 19th. This comes as the administration has increased shipments of COVID-19 vaccines after a month of largely stagnant weekly deliveries, giving states the doses they need to finish vaccinating priority groups and open shots to all adults in the coming weeks. About half of U.S. states plan to offer vaccines to people over the age of 16 in April. But even with the ramp-up of vaccines, health officials are urging continued precautions. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says when she took the job 2 months ago, she made a promise to tell people the truth, even if it wasn't the news we wanted to hear.
Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth, and I have to hope and trust you will listen. I'm going to pause here, I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope, but right now I'm scared. I know what it's like as a physician to stand in that patient room, gowned, gloved, masked, shielded, and to be the last person to touch someone else's loved one because their loved one couldn't be there. And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside. So I'm speaking today not necessarily as your CDC director, and not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer.
Cases of the virus are up by about 10% over the past week from the previous week to about 60,000 cases per day, with both hospitalizations and deaths entering a spike nationwide. Walensky warns that without immediate action, the U.S. could follow European countries into another surge in cases and suffer tens of thousands of needless deaths. Dr. Walensky did share encouraging findings from a CDC-led study on the real-world effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. Both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines appeared to reduce risk of infection by 90% after two doses, and by 80% 2 weeks after a first dose. Among the 4,000 healthcare workers who participated in the study, the research counted 205 infections, with 80% of them occurring in the unvaccinated group. Of the 44 COVID-19 infections in the group that had been vaccinated, the CDC said that 3 out of 4 were in people apparently infected within 2 weeks of a shot. Experts say that it takes 2 full weeks before a dose takes full effect. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 30 million people in the U.S. have been infected with COVID-19. More than 549,000 people have died. Globally, there are more than 127 million coronavirus infections. More than 2.7 million people have died. I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA.